Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
And good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. You know I'm extra excited every Wednesday morning that I get to get up and come on the air and speak and have fun on NABWIC Talks Wednesday. Welcome to NABWIC Talks, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm Jada Williams, your NABWIC National Blog Talk Chair, and it is a beautiful morning here. On the line, we also have, would like to say, a special good morning to Miss Ursula Odom and Miss Valerie Mundy. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And also, good morning, and thank you all. Thank you to all of our guests and our listeners and our members that have tuned in this morning with us. So we have an action-packed show this morning, and we will be talking about NABWIC's pathway to global and local opportunities. Oh, my gosh, doesn't that sound amazing? So what this is all about is NABWIC, this time of year, every September, we have our national mid-year meetings, and our schedule goes along with the National Congressional Black Caucus meetings that go along as well. But before we dive into what NABWIC has planned this week and our action-packed week, we are going to go to a quick commercial break, come back and speak on some of these things to look forward to and dialogue with Ms. Valerie Mundy and Ms. Ursula Odom. Okay, I guess we are getting our commercial together. While we're getting our commercial together in the studio, please join us. You can like, share, and follow us on all your social media feeds, and also head over to our website at www.nabwic.org, where you can stay up to date on all of the upcoming events and everything that's going on in NABWIC world. And also connect with your local chapter or area. If you are in a location where you don't see your state, don't worry. There is a neighboring area or chapter right there waiting for you. So I think our studio is back together, and we can go ahead and head into our first commercial break. And then come back for some more exciting dialogue with Valerie Mundy.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. And ABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young Black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
And I will definitely add to that beautiful commercial. Don't forget to drop your comments on in the Facebook page and also email us. We will make sure that we get your comment read if you are at work. A lot of our members and listeners are at work, so they like to listen to us in their headphones. So if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us and or drop your comments in the chat, and that is on our Facebook page. We are always engaging with our members. Okay, so moving along, we were leading up to this fantastic information about NABWIC's pathway to global and local opportunities, our mid-year CBC meetings, our mid-year CBC reception that we usually attend in Washington, D.C., and we host it every year at the City Club. But this year, all of our members and our guests, last year we had about 900 registrants and about 400 and something showed up. This year, all of you guys are in a beautiful surprise because it's free and it's virtual. So you don't have to worry about hotels and Uber rides and all of that good stuff. And it's always a party in your own house. So at least for me, when I'm on my virtual meetings, I try to make them as close to being there as possible. But NABWIC's virtual CBC reception, we're doing it a little different. We are actually for the first time going to have a VIP pre-reception area. We are going to have keynote speaker, which is our usual, which is a big surprise. We may mention that later in the show. I don't know if Ann wants to give you guys a little teaser or not. And then we have our breakout sessions where you can connect to people that have like synergies. There will be opportunities discussed. There are local officials that have been invited and confirmed, as well as legislative guests. So this is an exciting time in NABWIC world. And Ms. Valerie, you are our legislative subcommittee chair for this event of coordinating and putting everything together. Our slogan, we like to say, is you're having fun in our meetings. You're not in business if you're not in politics, right? So, Ms. Valerie, what does all this mean? Share with us some of the great things that you have been working on.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody. I've been in the consulting business. I'm a civil engineer by trade. I studied engineering. I got my license. I worked for a number of private corporations and government before I went out on my own years ago or decades ago. And so in the civil engineering arena, as well as in the construction arena, there's a lot of lobbying to do. And lobbying is it's a specific word, but it's used very loosely. And I think it's important that we understand what lobbying is and how it helps us, and then what precautions we need to have with lobbying. So what in my field, it was important because I represent entities, I represent private landowners, I represent public, and it's important that I communicate with people who are in government, because I can probably speak as the expert more effectively and efficiently than my clients can. So it's very important that I build relationships with government officials. But I have to be careful, because part of lobbying is you're trying to influence someone in government. and you're trying to get something or have a decision or assist with a decision or help them make a decision. And so you have to be very careful because there are laws about lobbying, and I think you all know it in South Florida probably more than most, because I think that was one of some of the early legislation about anti-lobbying or lobbying documentation came about, is because people were capitalizing on the ability to talk with their government officials. And so this is where NABWIC comes in. Nonprofit organizations have different abilities to do sort of grassroots types of lobbying, because what they can do is speak for larger groups. And it's not necessarily tied to specific decisions that are made by government entities or government officials. So what I'm trying to say is what we need to do, this is a learning process, is what we need to do is understand what lobbying is and where the lines are, and we have to figure out where we go with that. So, for example, as a consultant, an engineering consultant, I have to be very cautious in talking to a commissioner because, first off, the rules are you sign up. You can't talk within certain periods, cones of silence. And so it's important to and this is where our CBC legislation comes, or our legislative events come in. This is where what we're teaching our members is building relationships with elected officials so they just don't see you when there is an issue on the table, because it's very, and you all know, you watch the news all the time, you got to be careful when you talk about issues. So that's why you build a holistic relationship with those who are influencers, those who are decision makers, and so that they really know what is your purpose and what are you, where, and I say, what is you, meaning you collectively as an organization, or we collectively as NABWIC, is our voice needs to be heard on a broad basis, on a holistic basis, so that elected officials can hear and they can understand where our issues are, because we're on the front line and our members are on the front line. So they can come to us, and they can also come to us to be advocates on their behalf, because they will have issues that they're advocating for, and how about that? We need to educate them so that they understand what the issues are, because who are our elected officials? They're our neighbors. They're our church members. They are people who may have less professional knowledge than we do. So it's important to build relationships, not just individuals as individuals, but to build relationships as organizations, or that grassroots type of relationship. And that's what NABWIC is working to do, to have everyone understand the value of building relationships with those who are decision makers. So that's a lot of what we're doing with the CBC event. And this is my fourth year, I think it is, being involved in this event, because it was important that we make time. CBC, Congressional Black Caucus, is comprised of members of Congress, African American members of Congress, who have a coalition and who work together to get issues passed that are in that of interest in the Black community. So it's important that here we are. We have issues from our community. They could be issues about, you know, getting contracts into our communities, getting pork into our communities, there's no difference between us and the Association of General Contractors. We have to be out there and advocate to those decision makers who are our friends. And we need to let them know what is going on from our perspective. So as business owners, we're a collective body in NABWIC. And so individually, it's important for us to know what we're bringing to NABWIC and what is our position, because we're stakeholders. And that goes back to, as a business owner, who are you? What is your purpose? And what are you doing as a stakeholder? Because you have a greater responsibility. You have a greater purpose as a business owner. And we continue. I'm learning through this process of your purpose as an entrepreneur. There's a lot of things out there that's growing knowledge about kingdom-driven purpose as an entrepreneur, because we're given more freedom, and our freedom is to hopefully to influence our community. And so we have more to do as business owners and not just as employees. We have more to do that we can contribute and bring back home and be stakeholders and be more wise about what's going on, because as stakeholders, I'll throw it out, kingmakers, we should be at the table getting those elected officials in position to represent the interests that we have as stakeholders and as people who want and need contracts to continue our efforts in business. So there's a lot of things. I'm probably all over the place, but Jada, tie me down. Let's talk about some specific things.
Well, this is Ursula, and I do have a question relative to being at the table and getting to the influences. There's a process that I see, or that we all see because we live it, in government and in business life, where it seems as if when someone comes to the table, they got all the votes they need, or they got all the people behind them that they need in order to get a decision made. And if you're the person that wasn't involved with these pre-meetings or whatever they may be, then you're the odd person out and looking around wondering what happened. So explain that process, what's legal and what's not legal, and why that works or does not work when people already know what the vote's going to be, and how does that happen?
Well, when you say the people, you mean the public or the elected officials?
Well, okay, so the people are watching and seeing it happen, like when Mitch McConnell or whoever comes to the table and they already know when they got the votes and when they don't have the votes in order to get something passed. The people watching that, but also the people that are in position to influence that.
Right. So we have sunshine laws. And elected officials have rules that they have to go by, particularly when they meet with other elected officials. So we may have groups of influencers or lobbyists, individuals, and see our government now is calling anybody who comes to meet with an elected official is considered a lobbyist. So what they do is they take that list, you've got to sign in. You've got to say who you are, what organization you're with, and you have to say what you're meeting about, so that the procurement department, the legal department, they understand when you're talking and what you're talking about, so that you're not having any undue influence on what on decisions that are made, particularly if as it pertains to something that's related to your contracts or things that are moving in your favor financially. So it's really, you have to be careful about what you do when you start doing that. So did I answer your question?
Well, I'm thinking that you did, in that if you are a private person or a business person, the rules are a little bit different than if you, based on what you said earlier, than if you are a nonprofit, because with a nonprofit, it's not as clear that you may benefit personally from this meeting as it would be as a business owner. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is correct. That is correct. And the nonprofit, of course, is generates more or carries a lot more weight than an individual would, because there's opportunities for that elected official to you know, continue to work with the nonprofit to enhance or further their advocacy in other areas. So there's a lot of hand washing that goes back and forth with nonprofits and government officials. When it comes to individuals and corporations, you have to be careful what you do when you're dealing with them, even down to the point of how you write contribution checks or contribute to, campaign contributions. Because once your name mm-hmm. starts showing up as an individual, or once your name starts showing up as a company, I was with a company and our policy was only to have checks written by individuals because the individual didn't show up or the company name did not show up when it came time to for them to put that out publicly. It was just the individual. So you actually had to do your research and say, who is Mr. Jones? Is Mr. Jones president of XYZ? But once that corporation is there, you know that corporation is attempting influence by doing that campaign contribution. So that's something that is a whole nother conversation about how to do campaign donations. So there's a number of things, but I think just to narrow down what we're talking about with our organization is and our members, it's important as business owners that you get to know who's out there making decisions. And you find out way in advance before these things are happening. That's why we have these conversations, to identify forecasts. And this is a lot of what we're doing with the Congressional Black Caucus, is we're trying to forecast what's going on down the road so that we're not caught up in a dialogue of something that a decision's being made next week and it's, you know, we're out there trying to make an influence. It's too late at that point. But what they're allowed to do is to say, yeah, we've got something on XYZ Planning Zone Committee that we've got to vote on. And when it's in planning, that means that you won't even see it until 9 months. And that's why business owners, it's important to understand and project out what's going on in our community or your communities so that you can be involved in the big picture planning of what's going on. But in general, as stakeholders, we must know our community, and we must know who our decision makers are so we can talk to them on a regular basis.
And speaking of that, the person that knows this well is Ann McNeil, and I know she wants to join the conversation. So, Ann?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely one of my favorite subjects. Okay, two of my favorite subjects. Okay, three of my favorite subjects. One is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Number two, politics. And number three, not necessarily in this order, is money. And what Valerie is sharing is the process that we use inside of NABWIC to go from that contact to that contract. And we do that with our billion-dollar luncheon. So if you take what Valerie's saying in terms of not continuing to run behind the money, but we get in front of the money. And so I just wanted to just add that, because we may have listeners who are listening to this podcast years in the future, and this principle and process for NABWIC will not change. So as she's describing our reception, which is, you know, it's September the 17th for the Congressional Black Caucus, I just wanted to just give a little historical perspective, going back to what she's saying, on how and why this exists. You see, during the Congressional Black Caucus, lots, if not almost all, of the major black organizations converge in Washington. Over 100,000 blacks from all over the world, not just the U.S., but the world. And when that happens, you have the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, which are our local, state, national legislators who are under the responsibility of the Black Caucus Foundation with a entire week long of activities. And what NABWIC has done from the inception is to create this reception where we then invite the world, and particularly our strategic partners, our sponsors, our members, the Congressional Caucus, but also those individuals who are in key positions that control policy and procurement. And so I just wanted to just give that backstory, because what Valerie's sharing is the fact that those same people will be with us during our reception. And if you are listening to this in time and right now, and you are not registered, please go and register so that you can have the benefit of being in that reception along with the people who are going to be there that can hook you up with for your business. So I just wanted to just come on and share that, because I think that, you know, oftentimes we're complaining about the man, we're complaining about the problems and the challenges and all of these things that really are not our problem. Because if we're all very honest, we're our own problem if we think we have a problem, and NABWIC is providing a solution to that problem, but it's up to each one of us to take advantage of that. And you do not need to be a member to participate with us. So I just wanted to share that, because we do have a goal, we do have a limit, and once we hit that limit, we're not taking any more registrants. Now, I'm not telling you what that is, because I want to encourage and inspire each of you to do not wait, because if you are the last person, the person coming behind you will not get in. But if the person in front of you gets in and you are the person behind them, you can't make it. You have to catch us next year. So I'm going to turn it back over to Jada. Thank you, Valerie and Ursula. A phenomenal job, and we're looking to have a phenomenal event on September the 17th from 5 to 7. And you can go to Eventbrite to register. And you can go to our website at nabwic.org to register. All right, back to you, Jada.
Yes, 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 indeed. Goosebumps, goosebumps. Those are words of wisdom from the master builder herself that came on to share the backdrop. So I hope you had your notes out. And if you didn't, hope you was able to catch one of those five little cameos real quick to move forward in the future. So as Ms. Ann was mentioning, our billion-dollar luncheon coming up is October 14th. Just in case you forget the date, don't worry. It's every second Wednesday of the month. So just keep in line, NABWIC Talks Wednesday, billion-dollar luncheon, monthly, second Wednesday every month. And October's billion-dollar luncheon will be in transit. So we can't wait to get there. But before we get there comes Thursday, and that is this Thursday, as in tomorrow, as Ms. Ann mentioned, tomorrow night, 5 p.m., is our NABWIC CBC reception. And our theme is NABWIC Pathway to Global and Local Opportunities, the NABWIC Way. And that is, our NABWIC way is turning contacts into contracts. So I'm so happy I'm on the right ship, and I have my red shirt, and I'm ready to go. Now, let's get into some more. I know, right, Valerie? Glad I'm on the winning team. I paid my dues, honey. So I will be in my red shirt as often as possible. But another important thing, like Ms. Ann said, you do not have to be a member. That's what makes this our organization so great and powerful and impactful. We love to engage in our communities and our different and with other organizations. So you do not have to be a member. Just come, please join us. As mentioned, go over to Eventbrite and register, and or at NABWIC, www.nabwic.org. If you are a little confused, just hit us up or look us up on all of our different social media platforms. So moving forward, I know, Valerie, you are also just like me over here jumping out of my seat because we haven't even gotten to a little bit more of the details of what to expect during the reception. I know that we have some way, since we connect the dots and we turn contacts into contracts, and we like to say you're not in business unless you're in politics, in our breakout rooms, I know we're going to have some exciting things going on, but we do have some focuses, as we always like to mention, hitting our goals and working our plans and connecting our members and our guests. We have breakout rooms such as procurement, infrastructure, Africa. Miss Valerie, what will be going on in these rooms with these heavy hitters? What do we need to expect? And or maybe give us just a tip that maybe our guests could bring with them to look forward to as they're sitting in these breakout rooms and networking with the different leaders in these industries.
Right, Jada. Yes, we have four very exciting breakout rooms. And what we tried to do with the Zoom, because this is a networking event, is we're not there to lecture. We're there to introduce the elected officials and introduce the Congressional Black Caucus members, many of those who either are coming. We have Michigan representative, and she's also the assistant chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, and that's Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence. She's going to be our keynote speaker. Then we have breakout rooms, and one of the breakout rooms is we're going to talk about Africa development. And we chose Africa development because this is a primary opportunity to be on the World Wide Web with our platform, with Zoom platform, so that we could actually reach. And we've got a guest who's going to be speaking from South Africa, and she lives in Johannesburg, and she's going to talk to us, and she's the premier land developer and global land executive, as well as engineers. She's one of the first engineers, black engineers, on the continent, and developers. And she's going to talk to us about trends in development in Africa, trends in infrastructure, and trends in development. And we're also being joined by one of the senior procurement agents with the State Department, and she's going to shed some information about the embassies that they're building around the world, but we're going to link that back to the Africa discussion. So that's one of the breakouts that we have. And another one is procurement. We've got very specific procurement information coming from the Corps of Engineers. They're going to tell us what's out on the street, what's coming out on the street, and how we can get involved. There's also one on opportunity zones. We hear that word or that term being thrown out all the time. We've got two experts that are coming in to talk about opportunity zones and how it affects us and how it affects our clients. And the last one is about water and infrastructure as well, and we've got Department of Transportation folks that are coming to speak. So it's going to be a signing event. JD, still there?
Yes, she's here. Jay, thank you so very much, Valerie, for that. Any special instructions do you want to give us, though, in terms of what we want to share with our friends and legislators? Data Sack, thank you.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity for, in these breakouts, for everyone to introduce themselves, and so everyone will be able to bring their 30-second elevator pitch and really talk about who they are, what they are in this environment, so that we can get this global networking going on, and it's going to be very unique. So come prepared to talk about yourself and your company, and come prepared to meet a whole new set of people that you can engage with.
Jada, you have to come off mute, Jada. All right, while we're waiting for her to come off mute, Valerie, what I'd like to also ask you about is the opportunities moving forward. Once we come out of the reception, then what's next? And I say that because I want to make sure everybody understands we actually meet every single Saturday, 52 weeks out of the year, to do the planning for events like this. So this is not something we just threw together. And for those who are from the state of Florida that know Yolanda Cass Jackson, which in my opinion is one of the number one lawyers in the state,
yes,
let alone lobbyists in the state, black, white, green, yellow, or orange, she is going to be leading us through this effort, and it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity to connect, not just during the reception, but the reception really is a forerunner of other opportunities to come. And so we just want to share that because we will be going back to Washington next year and also connecting with, you know, just so that our listeners understand, every year we choose a different department to focus on. So we've focused on the Department of Transportation. We focused on emergency departments, the Army Corps of Engineers.
FEMA, yes, yeah.
FEMA, mm-hmm. All of those. And so this opportunity is no different than those, and we will continue to do that. Now, many of our activities are for members only, so we want to encourage our members to do understand that when we meet one-on-one with the department, not like in public like this, it's a one-on-one and in terms of their department to our organization for our members only. So we want to encourage the listeners, if you are not a member and you'd like to be a member, membership is available on our website. And we can, and I'm going to put a phone number here that sometimes people have questions, and I'll actually put Jada's number here. I'm just kidding. Jada, are you there? Because if you don't unmute your mic, I'm going to put your phone number here. I'll put my phone number here in case there are questions for right now. But Valerie, what about your phone number in case people have questions for this reception?
Sure.
If you prefer your number.
My number is 407-576-2642. That's 407-576-2642. Feel free to call me if you've got questions on who's coming, how you get there, and how you benefit from it. Please feel free to call me. And one
perfect.
Of the things you
I just
talked
added
about,
the
Anne,
phone
is,
number.
Right. One of the things that you talked about is where do we go next? Everyone's going to, and I would challenge everyone, to seek out five people that they meet at this event. And identify in advance five strategies of how they're going to meet people and then how they're going to stay in touch and build relationships after the event. And you know what scripture talks about it is it's be careful to show hospitality or make sure you're hospitality to strangers, because you never know who you're entertaining. You could be entertaining angels. And that was my scenario when I met I met Naomi, who's going to be our speaker tomorrow. And I was her tour guide when she came to Orlando for the Zora Neale Hurston Festival. And we bonded so much, and I didn't even know what she did until I looked her up. And I was like, wow, how much synergy do we have here? And I think that should be our philosophy in life, is keep ourselves open, because we don't know what is who's out there and who can assist us and who can work towards our purpose in the future.
I was just going to say, I have a wonderful example of life about what you just said. I was a new person at church and was in the choir, and this young man came and he turned it out. He spoke to the church as a motivational presenter, and he was so good. And I leaned next to the woman next to me and I said, "I know his mama proud." And she said, "I am." and that was Bellator McNeil. I had no idea who he was, nor who his mother was, who happened to just be sitting next to me. And so, like you say, you never know where you are relative to the situation of the day. And that was just a wonderful moment. And that could be your business. That
you can
warm the heart of a person that could change your life, you know?
Yes, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
All right, well, I have to add in, Jada, I know you're coming. I have to add, yes, not 2 cents, but just 1 cent. I believe that when we pray to God, he gives the answer to us, and oftentimes it's disguised. Oftentimes it's the person right next to us that we refuse to even acknowledge or speak to. And so all of this is an example of that point. I just want to encourage all of us to go listening to what Valerie's saying. Be mindful of who you're entertaining. Thank you. And back to you, Jada. And we do have a caller, by the way. Last 4 digits is 5498.
Yes, indeed. And again, you already knew I was coming, Miss Ann, all over it. Thank you so much. And yes, our comments on Facebook and my emails are blowing up in this. Let me say it out loud again. I'm sorry, guys, if I didn't say the email address. Our email address that you can communicate with us through is marketing@nabwic.org. That is marketing@nabwic.org. And, yes, the emails are going off, and we do have the studio as well, where we have a guest in the studio that would like to join in the conversation. Before I make any more remarks, Ms. Ursula, could you bring our caller in so she may or he may ask their question?
Absolutely. 5498, your line is open.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. I've really
Good
enjoyed
morning.
The conversation. My name is Tylene Henry, and I'm reaching out from the Detroit area. I am a member and supporter of NABWIC, and I'm so excited for CBC. And I just wanted to share one of my first memories of the Congressional Black Caucus as a member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. So this was probably 3 or 4 years ago. But that was the time that I first saw with my own eyes the power of the red shirt and the power of being the voice of Black women in construction and how we all came together into the general town hall session. And, you know, if someone stood up to speak at the mic, they could not pretend that they did not see us or hear us. And so I think one of the things that's so critical and valuable to the communities we serve, the businesses we serve, and the people that we serve is helping them to leverage their voice, to be aware that elected officials serve their constituents. So sometimes individuals, small business owners, they may be hesitant to approach an elected official as though maybe, you know, they don't know that they are worthy or they have the right to. But when we exercise our right to vote, regardless of whether or not the person that we voted for gets into that seat or not, if they are in that seat and they're representing you, then they work for you. And so it's our job to develop those relationships, to call your elected officials, to go and visit them, to find out what committees they sit on, to find out what issues they are supporting, and what things are in alignment with your interests for the benefit of your family, your community, and your business. And so that's why I am so appreciative of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, because not only are they the voice of Black women in construction, they are also doing an excellent job of educating folks, business folks, and people in the community about their right to hold the folks responsible, hold people responsible that are making decisions for them, and to be aware and begin to understand how money is flowing, for, you know, public dollars flow, and how certain, you know, being in certain positions gives you a right to have access and be privy to it, and to demand what we deserve as opposed to just kind of taking what we can get. So I thank you all for speaking on this topic this morning, and I am extremely excited for our reception. COVID has not held the National Association of Black Women in Construction back. We've been offering even more programming and education and business development opportunities in the wake of this pandemic. So just thank you for being so supportive and providing opportunity in each and every obstacle. And if you're listening in and you have not registered for the CBC, I suggest that you do that immediately. Last year, it was standing room only, and everyone that we invited last year, we have invited this year. So please get your ticket before there aren't any more available slots. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you so much, Tyleen, for joining in and making your comments this morning. It's greatly appreciated. And you can see, NABWIC, we are woke. Everybody on this platform this morning has come with some positive energy and powerful words of wisdom to add. So, again, thank you, Tyleen. And as she's mentioning, she is our NABWIC Detroit chapter president, and her work and everything is greatly appreciated. You can always connect with the Detroit area chapter through their email as well, and it's detroitchapter@nabwic.org. Moving on with Tyleen coming on and making her comments, also in the emails and Facebook communication, members are weighing in and want to know, because this is a busy week and they don't want to miss out on anything. Members, yes, you do need to go register, but if you don't, I know one of our sisters in the sisterhood or brotherhood will go ahead and slide you the information, but we need for you to please go and register so we can take care of everybody the correct, proper way through our processes. Thank you so much. And you won't miss anything because everything is outlined on Eventbrite. Yes, today is our start, Wednesday. At 5 p.m., we will have our board meeting, and then at 6, our members meeting, and then tomorrow, our reception, and Friday, our Department of State meeting. So moving forward, go register. Catch us all day today. Thursday night or Friday morning. Moving right along, Miss Ursula in the studio. I think I've addressed everything in the comments and emails. Is there anyone else in the studio trying to join in our conversation before we move right along? I know we're getting at the top of the hour. Okay, beautiful. So, like Valerie and Ms. Ann, and now Tyleen has mentioned, our CBC reception is very action-packed, powerful, but more importantly, come with the mindset, come with a goal, come with a plan. Know your goal, because I know my goal, and I can't tell you or work on your goal for you while we're all walking, well, not walking around, but virtually networking. This is such an amazing time. So come with a goal, a plan in mind on how and what you're trying to connect or work on in your business so you can follow the conversation topic and really, really receive the meaning from the information that these wonderful leaders are going to be sharing with us. Ms. Valerie, is there anything else that you would like to add about our CBC reception that's coming up tomorrow night at 5 p.m.? And it's from 5 to 8 p.m., guys, 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday night.
Right. No, I think we've covered the agenda, and Tyleen has brought our congresswoman out of Detroit. That's going to be exciting. And so I think we've covered it. I think just in a nutshell, I'd just like to summarize, particularly those of us who have businesses or want to have businesses, we cannot live in a vacuum as business owners. We may be the most highly proficient, technical expert, but if nobody knows it, it's not doing you or your product any good. So it's important that you network. It's important that you network with decision makers and that they know who you are. And not only that, be involved in what they're doing. They may be doing a food drive. There's a lot of food drives going on. Get involved so they know you on an informal as well as formal basis. So there's a whole lot that we can do to help uplift our community. And while we're doing that, as stakeholders, we're uplifting our businesses as well. So this is an exciting time for us.
Thank you so much. And, yes, of course. So if you want to hear more from our many different members across the country and across the water, and our many different leaders and officials, legislative guests. If this is something that makes you happy and gets you all excited, then you definitely want to hang out with NABWIC or at least join us on Thursday night for our CBC reception. But you always know where you can find us for great information for your business, entrepreneur goals, or just in your everyday life. You can find us here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on NABWIC Talk. And I like to call it NABWIC Talk Wednesday. So if we have no more comments and questions in our chat and in our studio, Ursula, I think we've had an amazing show today. And, again, we have an action-packed week, so you can always catch up with us through our website. And thank you for joining us this morning, listening in, and thank you to all of our guests, Ms. Ann McNeil and Valerie Mundy, for joining us this morning.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.